Well, let's talk about the Seahawks and Cowboys, because I have a really good feeling about this game for the Cowboys. Number one, I'm really looking forward to it. What a great atmosphere that is. I think maybe outside of Lambeau, or maybe even above Lambeau, it's the best atmosphere in the NFL.
Yeah, I was talking to some people yesterday that said that I haven't been there. Have you been there?
I have been to Seattle. I have not been to a game at the stadium.
I haven't either, and they said that it's probably is the loudest, and a lot of it has to do with the way that stadium is built. It's pretty much straight up, and it's like Texas Stadium at the top where they have a ring around the top of the upper deck, and that keeps the rain off, but it also holds the sound in. So that's what's so darn loud about that place.
And the crowd is always whipped into a frenzy because they'll get somebody to ring the 12th man bell, and it's some great Seattle player from the past or some notable fan.
Yeah.
And so at kickoff, it's as loud as any place in football. And this is their home opener.
So they'll be all jacked up for it. It's the Cowboys.
Yes. So it's going to be quite a scene. You've got two quarterbacks that in some ways are similar. Russell Wilson is certainly way more decorated and has done way more in the NFL. And Russell Wilson, if you want to argue that he's an elite quarterback, you can certainly make that argument. He's won a Super Bowl. He's gotten to another. Puts up great numbers. I love Russell Wilson. I'm a huge Russell Wilson fan. But both quarterbacks are in a similar situation this year in that their offenses have been a little sluggish. Everybody wants them to run more, and we finally saw that out of Dak Prescott last week. And the Cowboys are 9-2 when he carries the ball five or more times. They're 4-0 when he gets at least seven carries. And Seattle has a similar record with Russell Wilson when he carries the ball a lot, and he carries it more than Dak Prescott. But both teams' fans want their quarterbacks to run more. And in Russell Wilson's case, they want him to run more because their offensive line isn't very good, and their offensive line has given up six sacks each week. So he's been under duress in the first 2 weeks. So people want, because they don't have a running back, by the way, people want him to use his feet more to try to get out of trouble and loosen up the offense. So you'll probably see a little more of that. But that's one big reason I love the Cowboys this week is – the Cowboys sacked Eli Manning six times last week. I think they're going to be all over Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I think DeMarcus Lawrence could go back-to-back Player of the Week awards. I think he's going to have a big day on Sunday. Their line looked terrible against Chicago. I just wonder if maybe they have a totally different idea about how to block the Cowboys and to keep the pressure off Wilson. Not only would I like to see Dak keep running like he did last week, I also still think it's a key for him to take shots downfield. How about this number? There are 11 quarterbacks to have a minimum of 15 games with at least one touchdown pass and no interception since 2016, since Dak's rookie year. Dak is the only one in that group. He's had 17 games like that. He's the only one in that group to be undefeated. He is 17-0. When he has at least one touchdown pass and he doesn't throw a pick. And that shows you the defense that he's been getting along with that, but it shows you that, man, if they could just get something in the passing game and not turn it over, it goes back to that conversation we had yesterday about how many chances do you want him to take. I'd like to see him take some scoring chances, but at the same time protect the ball, because when they do that, Cowboys are perfect.
Well, I like Dallas all the way around. I know a lot of people are picking Seattle because Seattle is 0-2 and because they're finally at home and because people can't imagine Seattle being 0-3. But I'm starting to shy away from that kind of thinking, because if you really think one team is better than the other, and in this case, I think Dallas is just better than Seattle. I think Seattle is still okay defensively. But so is Dallas. In fact, I think Dallas is more than okay defensively. I think Dallas may be better defensively. And I know they're better offensively because they have a running back.
Yep.
Now, they don't have as good a quarterback. I'm going to give Seattle the advantage there, no doubt. But how good is your good quarterback if you can't protect him?
Not very.
And Seattle can't protect him.
No.
And Dallas has proven that they are, with Chris Richard calling a lot of the shots, by the way, He's been calling a lot of the plays for the Cowboys defense and dialing up the blitz, and Rod Marinelli's fine with that, and they're blitzing more than ever before. I just think it adds up to a Dallas win. And as good as Dallas has been on the road in recent years, they've gone to Seattle and won before. Now, there's been roster turnover since then, but I just think Dallas is not only going to win this game, but I think they're about to go on a tear.
How big a one?
I think at the halfway point, the Cowboys are going to be 6-2.
Wow.
And I want you to write that down, but if they end up not going 6-2, I want you to throw it away.
Don't bring it up.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to win this weekend. And then they host Detroit. Detroit hates their head coach. Through two games, the Lions cannot stand Matt Patricia.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be going well.
And they're bad anyway. So I think that's a win, and that gets Dallas to 3-1. Then they go to Houston, and Houston is off to just as questionable a start offensively as Dallas, and Deshaun Watson looks a lot worse, I'll say, than Dak Prescott. Not that Dak looks horrible or anything, but I think the Cowboys can win that game. They host Jacksonville. That would be the only game where I think Dallas would lose on paper. Jacksonville's a much better team, so I'll give them a loss there. But then they go to Washington. I think the Redskins suck. And I think that's a win. And then the Cowboys host Tennessee, and I think Tennessee is the most meh team in the NFL in the last 5 years. Everybody's always singing the praises of Tennessee, and they always end up blowing. So I think the Cowboys at the halfway point are going to find themselves 6-2. That's my hot sports prediction.
They may find themselves at 6-2.
And you know what it goes to? It goes to the thought that you cannot predict any team's record based on the schedule before the season starts.
Yeah, because already some of those games that we thought were going to be pretty tough, like the Detroit and Houston game and Tennessee game, I think already have a different look after 2 weeks.
Not to mention the home game against Tampa Bay that everybody thought would be a layup. Now that looks
now
hard.
That looks tough. Yeah.
So you just never, ever know. Same thing with the New Orleans game. Who knows if New Orleans
right.
is going to end up
I mean,
being any
they'll figure
game.
It out.
So as of now, through 2 weeks, and I understand that in two more weeks things could change, but I really have a good feeling that the Cowboys are about to go on a tear.
If they win Sunday, that'll make them 2-1 for the eighth straight year. Is that weird? Or is there a lot of teams that are 2-1 just about every year?
I think that's weird for eight straight years.
Yeah. I found that too, and I heard that on a ticker yesterday. Thought, wow, that's kind of odd, but it does show that they've been getting off the decent starts.
Yeah. So give me Dallas.
Yeah, I like Dallas.
And give me Dallas to go on a run after this game. In fact, this will be two wins in a row, and that would be a run, I guess, a tiny run, but they'll go on an even bigger run, I think.